ends, have us take, I think it's a Tuesday night when they have their prayer meeting, just go for a Tuesday prayer meeting and just so you can experience Brooklyn Tabernacle. But I picked that song basically for verse 3, because what we're going to be speaking about this morning, holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee. When you look around the world, you look at the news, you look at what's going on, it seems like darkness is everywhere, doesn't it? Seems like, where is the light? Is there any light? And then it says, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. So the stuff we're going to talk about this morning isn't pleasant. I'm just going to have the 11 myths up on the screen. I decided at last minute to kind of print this sheet for you, just so you can have that over the next couple weeks. I'm not sure when the next vote comes, but if you were around on Monday, Franklin Graham, if you read the newsletter, Franklin Graham sent out, maybe it was Tuesday, sent out a post asking Christians to pray and contact their congressman, their Senate. So I put that out, and then that day it passed. It passed the House. Franklin Graham said this is possibly the worst thing that has ever happened in America, worst individual law that came down that is just terrible. If you haven't heard about it, if you haven't followed it, it is disgusting. If you were watching this week, I saw the doctors at Levine from Pennsylvania being questioned now by being the head of medical stuff for Biden. She's a transgender, and Rand Paul was trying to pin him down, her down, to answer the question about genital mutilation for children. And she advocates that. She advocates letting a 2 or 3 year old be mutilated to change its sex. And Rand Paul was saying, let's even forget about 2 or 3 year olds. He said, 17 year olds aren't capable of making a decision like that. And all our former medical director here in Pennsylvania could say is, if I'm appointed to this post, I'll be glad to sit down in your office and answer your questions. He's not answering questions publicly now, because I would hope most Americans would disagree with that. But nonetheless, this passed, and I was really disappointed living in Corning so long. Representative Tom Reed from the Corning area voted with this. He said he supported it because it was just presented as a yes or no vote. And he said, I talked to the architect of this, and I was promised that it wasn't going to affect religious freedom. Well, that's all a lie. All right, so we're going to give you from the Heritage Foundation. Cheryl sent me this the other day. This is from the Heritage Foundation, which has done all the research, the Equality Act of 2021. And I want to give you, obviously, what the myths are. And then I'm just going to read to you, not word for word, but skip around, what they say the facts are. Okay, so the first one is the Equality Act simply punishes discrimination against people who identify as gay or transgender. Well, that's not true, because 1964, the Civil Rights Act took care of that. It's like having thou shalt not no murdering in our laws. Does that stop people from murdering? No. There's still, you're not supposed to steal in America. People still steal. So just because the law was on there doesn't mean it's been fulfilled completely. But let me just read what they have here. The Equality Act, introduced as H.R. number 5 in the House of Representatives, or was introduced on February 18th, 2021, makes mainstream beliefs about marriage, as well as basic biological facts about sex differences, punishable under the law. So if you disagree that a man is a man and a woman is a woman, and that's the only two, you can be put in jail. That's what that's saying. It's going to be punishable under law if you make a statement against that. Here it says, every person should be treated with dignity and respect,
And no one should face discrimination, but the Equality Act makes discrimination the law of the land by forcing Americans to conform to government-mandated beliefs under the threat of life-ruining financial and criminal penalties. So that's not just churches. We're going to get to churches in a little bit. This is you as an individual. If you make a statement like that, I'm not sure about teachers. Have you heard anything? If you call a student, boy or girl, is that you get in trouble yet? Not yet. We will. I always, when I sub, I always go, yes, sir. When a kid raises hand, I say, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I don't even think about it. I just do. I just want to pay respect to the kid. So, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. And never had anybody other than one of my first days subbing 4 years ago. I called a boy a girl because his name was, do you remember what the name was? But it had real long hair and it was a girl's name. And I said, I'm really sorry. Well, I get it all the time. So he didn't get mad at me, but it was pretty uncomfortable. But it says the Equality Act is different because it forces every American to disagree or to agree with controversial government-imposed ideology on sexuality or be treated as an outlaw. All right, the Equality Act demolishes existing civil rights and constitutional freedom. So it's not just to protect gay and transgender people. It goes way beyond that. It doesn't just protect them, it punishes those who disagree with it. All right, so a very important thing for us to understand because we're going to get into the implications of all that in a minute. Number two, the Equality Act preserves religious freedom. This is what Tom Reed said. I was promised that religious freedom is going to be protected under this. It's not going to attack anyone. Let me read what they say. I have a couple of verses that are out there. Billy, if you'd read it, I think it was you, had Psalm 27. Just these verses don't necessarily have anything to do with what we've just discussed, but it's just for us to remember that God is in control and that God's good. So Psalm 20, verse 7. All right, so as we go through this, we're not trusting in chariots or horses or tanks or the military or the government. We're trusting in the Lord our God, okay? So as we read through that, keep these verses in mind. You might want to just write it down, Psalm 20, verse 7. And again, it's not in any order. But I'm just doing it. We're going to go from Psalm to Daniel to Matthew to Ephesians. I'm just doing them in order how they appear in Scripture. So Psalm 27, we trust in the Lord our God. All right, so myth number two is equality protects religious freedom. The fact is, Equality Act guts the Religious Freedom Restoration Act and threatens constitutional freedoms by eliminating beliefs, protections from the Civil Rights Act. If enacted, H.R. 5, which is the Equality Act, would force employers, medical professionals, educators, and religious organizations to allow men into women's shelters, pay for or perform sex change operations, and engage in speech that violates their conscience, and so it is coming for teachers. If you have a problem calling a boy or girl, you could be arrested for it. Faith-based adoption and foster care agencies would be forced to violate their belief that every child deserves a father and a mother. Section 2 of the bill refers to a belief that marriage is between a man and a woman, and they label that a sex stereotype. So for us as a church to say, we believe marriage is between one man and one woman, we could be put in jail for that because we're stereotyping sexuality. This stigmatizes the beliefs of hundreds of millions of Americans, including Catholics, evangelicals, Jews, Mormons, and Muslims. Muslims don't agree with that. In fact, it always amazes me that well-known gay celebrities will stand up and talk about how great Muslim countries are. Because if they went to a Muslim country as an open gay, they would be beaten up or arrested because Muslims don't agree with that. Muslims have morality. We don't agree with who they choose to have as their God, but these things stigmatize everyone. So it doesn't produce religious freedom for any religion. All right, it's not going to uphold the Religious Freedom Act from the past. All right, so understand that that's a lie. That is a myth. And that would probably be better ways of calling this, not myths, lies, okay, because they're being presented as truths, but they're lies. Myth number three, the Equality Act does not expand the scope of federal civil rights law. Here's the fact. They are expanding the definition of public accommodations under Title II. Any establishment that provides a good, service, or program, including a store, shopping center, online retailer, or service provider, such as a salon, bank, gas station, food bank, service, or care center, shelter, travel agency, or funeral parlor, or any establishment that provides health care, accounting, or legal services, many more individuals and establishments, it would, in fact, become liable to discrimination claims, including doctors who refuse to perform abortions. So if a doctor, I know Dr. Sarah didn't do abortions at the hospital. Now they could make him if he was still working. So your Christian doctor who would refuse to do an abortion could lose his license, could lose his practice, could face jail time and major lawsuits. Okay, so it does expand. It does expand the civil rights law to do every. It's not just, again, protecting a handful of people. It's looking to destroy good people. All right, so again, lie number three. Lie number four is the Equality Act is irrelevant to abortion. Now, just think about that. If they're saying this civil rights thing has nothing to do with abortion, just think about what's being said, what's being done, what they've already talked about. And we'll see that it's a lie here. The fact is, H.R. 5 endangers unborn children. The Equality Act opens a door to taxpayer funding for elective abortions, which the vast majority of Americans oppose, regardless of political affiliation. Okay, I'm not sure what the number is. People who support abortion say that more Americans support it. It's not true. The majority of Americans oppose abortion. I mean, they'll ask the question, do you oppose abortion for someone whose life's about to be, if the mother's about to die, would you oppose abortion? Most people say no, take the child. And that's how they say, well, now, okay, most Americans support abortion. That's not true, okay? It's how they word the questions.
So it's saying most people oppose it. The bill does not contain any conscience protection for those with moral or religious objections to paying for or performing abortions. It also takes away judicial relief by blocking claims based on the RFRA. The Equality Act expands the term sex to go far beyond the state of being male or female and includes pregnancy, childbirth, or other medical conditions. Both the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and the Third Circuit Court have interpreted related medical condition to include abortion. So if a woman goes to the hospital for a migraine and she's pregnant, they could abort and no questions asked. This definition applies to the Affordable Care Act, which is the Act's non-discrimination provision, guaranteeing that people will not be denied benefits in federally run or federally funded health programs. So who's going to pay for that? Us, all right? If you have health care is going to pay for abortions. If the Equality Act were to pass, non-discrimination regulations could be used against providers who refuse to perform abortions or against hospitals that receive federal funding and do not provide abortions. The reproductive blueprint promoted by Planned Parenthood, Pro-Choice America, and the abortion industry actors specifically call on Biden administration to interpret Section 1557 in this manner. In other words, it's worded that Biden and the law can choose to take it any way they want, but they're saying apply it to abortion. Apply it to killing infant lives. All right. Lie number four was the act is irrelevant to abortion. Daniel chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. I don't remember who I gave that to. Who did I give another?
21 and 22. Yes, Daniel 2, 21 and 22.
And he changes the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that have no understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him.
Kind of what we just talked about with though the darkness hide thee, man thinks he's getting away with it. the what was it, passed at 2 o'clock in the morning the other day, the relief bill, the COVID relief bill, passed at 2 o'clock in the morning, and someone said there's all kinds of things in that, that if they waited until 2 o'clock in the morning when Americans were asleep because they don't want you to know what's in that bill. All kinds of things have nothing to do with COVID relief. What was the one, Cheryl, that we were talking about the other day? Do you remember whoever was on the radio? You don't remember, but it was a very disgusting thing that Christians would not support by any means, but they were trying to hide it. So that's what it's saying, in the darkness. But God knows the darkness. His light's shining there. So our prayer, I guess, should be that our leaders would turn to the light. They're so blinded by wanting power and things. They need to turn to the Lord. And that needs to be our prayer. So myth number five, and you have it again in your thing, the Equality Act is good for women and upholds Title IX of Education Amendments Act, which prohibits sex discrimination against girls and women. I don't know if you saw this. This was on social media. I didn't check to see if it was true. But 2 years ago, in a woman's boxing match, which women are really very feminine in that, there was a guy who had a sex change, who was a man who turned to a woman, and he broke the skull of the female opponent. He was just nominated the bravest athlete in America. Can you believe that? I didn't check to see if it was true, but it was on several different pages that I looked at. The bravest athlete in America because he broke the skull of a young girl. That's where our world is turning to, and they're saying it upholds women's safety and doesn't discriminate against women. Listen to what the facts are. The Equality Act changes to Title IX, the Civil Rights Act, and does not uphold Title IX of the 1972 Education Amendment. Gender identity policies will require biological males to be permitted to participate in female-only sports or activities. In sports, the physical bodies of biological males, even after 2 years on estrogen, put them at an obvious unfair advantage over female athletes who are losing out on opportunities and scholarships designed for girls and women. Three brave female high school athletes in Connecticut are suing the state because two boys who identify as girls defeated them in track and field and demolished the state records by 15 other girls. Does it protect girls? Is it honoring girls? Those who vote for liberal policies will stand up for everything, but when it starts to affect them on the athletic field, then it bothers them. And it should. But when a guy destroys a woman in a boxing ring, he should not be voted the bravest athlete in America, should he? Is there anything about that at all that seems even reasonable? So line number five is it doesn't protect girls. It doesn't prohibit sex discrimination. Matter of fact, it encourages it. Our friend up in Corning, What's the name of the house? Where'd we go and build help her on? Was it Potter's Hand. Deb came and spoke at the church here several years ago. They were our neighbors, good friends from Corning. She started the Potter's Hand ministry, reaching homeless and sex trafficking girls. Under this, she will be required to allow men to come in and sleep there. There's nothing to protect women. Line number six, myth number six, you again have it in your notes. Safety and privacy in sex-specific spaces will not be diminished. And this kind of goes along with what I was just talking about. The fact is all single-sex spaces will be open to both sexes under the Equality Act. The Equality Act adds sexual orientation and gender identity on public facilities as well as public accommodations and federal funding. They're going to be protected. And let me just, I've said this, and I don't want to sound crude, especially in a church service. Not that I ever try to be crude. But I said, if I was a high school student today, and I wasn't born again, if I didn't know Christ as my Savior, and I was in a public high school, and this was the law of the land, I would say, I feel like a girl today. Most teenage boys want to be around a girl. And just say, I feel like being a girl today. I just want to go in their bathroom. That's going to happen. And you can't, people who say, well, that's stupid. That's not stupid. That's the way guys are made. Guys are made with hormones. And if a guy sees a good-looking girl walk into a bathroom, and he thinks, oh, I'm going to go in with her. I'm going to be a girl. There's nothing to do to stop it. And I know I've said when my daughter was a little bit younger, if I saw a guy walk into the bathroom, I don't care what the law was. If my daughter was in there, I would have walked in and bashed his head into the mirror in the name of Christ, in godly love. But that's what it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This would create a nationwide transgender policy in single sex facilities. It would affect everything from girls' and women's showers and locker rooms to women's shelters, women's prisons. A guy in jail can stand up and say, I feel like a girl. I don't want to be in this prison anymore. Endangering safety and diminishing privacy. Giving people blanket permission to enter private spaces for the opposite sex enables sexual predators to exploit the rule and gain easy access to victims. One of the things we stated and pushed when we brought in our child protection policy here at the church is, and this was 25 years ago, 30 years ago, when these laws were starting to be made, the child protection policies for churches, they said the church is the last safe place for child abusers to go because there were questions that weren't ever asked. A child abuser could come to a church and work, have easy access with children. It's no longer the church, is it? It's public areas. Any place a guy wants to go, he can go to and choose to be around a woman. So it's you don't hear this in that new law. It's not passed yet, by the way. It's only made through the House. But it is not protecting women. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. Somebody have that? Larry. We're the light, talking about his darkness shall not hide thee. You know why? Because you and I are the lights that he has shining in the world. And we cannot be quiet. We cannot be silent. We cannot allow this stuff to go on without being addressed. We need to write our congressman. We need to make phone calls. We need to stand up. We need to be willing to say to people we talk to on the street, this is wrong. Are you aware? Russ was very upset because he put something on yesterday or Friday, and Christians were commenting on it. He said, I cannot believe Christians are supporting this. Well, I don't think probably a lot of churches aren't going to talk about this today. And I really debated. I wasn't sure until I got here this morning. I prepared this yesterday afternoon, but thought, I want our church to know. I want you all to be aware of what is going on in our country so you can stand up and be a voice, be the light. Lie number 7, the Equality Act treats all students fairly, promotes inclusion, and cannot affect school curricula. The fact, by adding sexual orientation and gender identity rules to the Civil Rights Acts, the designation of public education, the Equality Act can pave the way for K-12 federal courts to require sexual orientation and gender identity curricula the same way they required Black History curriculum. So it's Black History Month, and that's required now. We need to identify with that and understand that. I understand that. But it's saying perhaps next year we're going to have movies dedicated to the sexual orientation of children because it's got to be recognized. It's going to be required by school curricula to do that. All children deserve to learn in an environment where they and their views are treated with respect, but imposing one political view on students about questions of gender and sexual orientation stigmatizes and excludes those who hold disfavored views. Denying a child the right to supportive educational environment effectively denies a child meaningful access to the right to an education. Additionally, changing
All of this, all these laws to include sexual orientation and gender identity, means that any school, even private and parochial schools that receive any federal assistance, would have to adopt transgender policies in sports and private facilities. I'd asked at our schools if they ever had any problems with guys going to girls. They said not yet. Because, again, I'm only a sub, but I could not stand by and watch that. Get fired, that's okay. But
why don't they just make that in sport training?
Well, supposedly they're going to have transgender bathrooms eventually, some school. But a guy can still choose to go into a girl's room. Bathroom. That's what they're saying. I don't know if they'll have a transgender bathroom because people can choose to go. They might be. I'm not sure. But well, I'm sorry. We saying?
Well, I was just thinking. Well, why don't have transgender sports? You know, one for guys, one for girls, and one for whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, not competing against each other.
Yeah. It's just so crazy. It's crazy. But it's where our country is, and it's a. And Christians need to be the light. That's my point of doing this morning, is we need to be ready to speak out, to stand up for truth. All right. Lie number 8. Doctors will not be forced to perform sex change operations or prescribe hormones for gender affirmation. If, what's his name from here is, I can't remember his name. If he's selected by the House and all that, and our Pennsylvania former doctor is made that way, the overall national federal health care, we already know what he stands for. He stands for mutilating the genitals of children. It's okay. 2 and 3 year olds, it's okay. So this is what this is saying. The fact is, for myth number 8, as a result of expanding definition of public accommodations, as well as changing federal funding requirements, doctors and counselors could be punished for treating gender dysphoria according to their own best medical judgment. So a doctor who has been trained and believes that this is wrong and we have the answer, and certainly as a counselor for as a Christian, I believe we have the answer in the Word of God. That's no longer what our basis can be. Even a referral to another doctor could be a violation of the Civil Rights Act. If a doctor performs a double mastectomy to treat cancer, she must also do for a woman who identifies as a man. Transgender individuals who have already sued hospitals for discrimination in New Jersey and California because the hospitals refuse to perform surgeries, including mastectomies, for gender affirmation. This despite the fact that evidence has shown that transitioning does not provide any lasting mental health benefits. In fact, many patients who undergo a sex change end up with damage to their physical health, such as heart problems and decreased bone density, as well as loss of fertility. So it doesn't matter if it's safe or not. If a person wants to have a sex change, it's okay. And folks, it's become a whole lot more popular than we're probably aware of. It's scary. And when I hear about it, and I again, a few years ago when Bruce Jenner went through it and was elected the Athlete of the Year, it just blew my mind.
What's that?
What about the right of the
doctor? The doctor doesn't have the rights anymore. You should be a lawyer. That's true. But every argument we can make, they're gonna have something to say about it, I'm sure. But yeah, so I mean, well, what's a teacher? Teacher pays to get their master's, and they're gonna be forced to do it.
Discrimination.
It is, but they don't protect the normal person. They're protecting all these other ones. Myth or lie number 9: parental rights will remain unchanged. And with everything we've talked about, is there anybody who believes this at all? Are parents going to be protected? No. Let me read this.
The Equality Act, politicization of medicine and education through gender ideology will undermine parental rights. Since most schools will be pressured to comply with sexual orientation and gender identity policies, parents will have limited educational choices for their children. Those who do not believe that daughters should have to compete against biological males in sports, or who do not believe their daughters and sons should have to share bathrooms with members of the opposite sex, will be hard-pressed to find schools where this is not happening. That's scary, isn't it? Homeschool. But parents should not have to sacrifice their children's safety in order to attend school. K-12 Counseling that has proven to help children suffering from gender dysphoria reconcile with their bodies will no longer be considered an acceptable approach. So counseling a student, it's okay to counsel, by the way, we Cheryl and I know, and some other people know, a young lady who went to college was just really struggling, and her college counselor told her, well, you're really a man. That's what you need. So she's gone through the sex change. But for a girl coming and say, I'm just really struggling with this, you can't say, well, you're a girl. Quit trying to identify as a man, she'd be in trouble. The counselor would be in trouble. So you can only counsel to that side, okay? You cannot counsel the other way. This means that parents will no longer be left with therapeutic alternatives that do not cause irresistible or irreversible harm to their children's bodies. A judge in Ohio terminated the rights of parents who oppose administering testosterone to their underage daughter and wanted her to go to counseling for gender dysphoria instead. They wanted their daughter to be counseled possibly by a pastor or a Christian saying, you know, you're created as a female. That's what you are. They didn't want that, so the parents lost custody of their daughter. Almost done. Myth number 10, the Equality Act helps children in need of foster homes and adoption. Listen to this. This is sad. The Equality Act hurts vulnerable children by punishing faith-based adoption and foster care agencies that believe that every child deserves both a father and what? Father and mother. Okay, that wasn't a hard question. It was just one you don't understand. Both a father and mother, and that children's bodies should not be irreversibly harmed by hormonal or surgical interventions due to gender dysphoria. It's saying that kids in foster care don't need a mom and a dad. Two dads, two moms. It's okay. Our way of thinking is outdated and outmoded. We don't need to think the biblical terms anymore. Imposing the radical ideology on child welfare providers will reduce the number of forever families for the more than 420,000 foster care children in need of them. Adding sexual orientation and gender identity requirements to laws in Massachusetts and Illinois diminished the supply of foster parents at the same time that more children needed them due to the opioid crisis. So kids are being put in foster care because their parents are hooked on drugs, but they're not finding good homes because it's saying you need a mommy, two mommies or two daddies. A mom and dad are not the right thing any longer. Ephesians 4:15, who has that? Okay, Joe.
But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ.
Okay, I kind of put that verse in to remind me of that, because sometimes I don't want to speak in love. When I hear this kind of stuff, it doesn't make me loving. Doesn't make me gentle, doesn't make me softer or compassionate, makes me mad. And I got to remember that. Ron, you got to speak in love. You got to speak the truth in love. But we're going to have to stand up in a world that is a mess, in a world that is lying to us, in a world that thinks they're getting away with their darkness. We need to remind them that God is light, and God does see, and God does care, and God loves people. God loves every nation. And we love America, and we need to stand up for it, but to do it in love. Final one, myth number 11, the Supreme Court's decision in Bostock, and I wasn't sure of this one, requires the Equality Act's changes to civil rights law. Let me just read that. The Equality Act goes far beyond the Supreme Court's 2020 Bostock ruling. While Bostock invented a misguided theory of sex discrimination in employment law, it did not redefine sex to include sexual orientation and gender identity. The Equality Act does. Bostock was limited to employment law. The Equality Act adds sexual orientation and gender identity to all of the nation's civil rights laws. Because Bostock was limited to employment, it said nothing about school, sports, or medicine. The Equality Act oversteps all of that. The Bostock Act evidently was just talking about who we could hire. This is now talking about it's applying to everything, to churches, to schools, to any business, person who has a small business and wants to just hire people, like I have Christian friends who want to hire Christians who have businesses. That can no longer be.
My brother-in-law, when he was a pastor, he retired last year down in Philadelphia area,
was saying that, and this was 5 or 6 years ago, couples were coming in and asking the pastor if they would marry a gay couple. And if they said no, then lawsuits were brought. He said lawsuits are all in the books down there now because they're waiting to be acted on. But they weren't looking really to be married. They were just looking to get a pastor or a church in trouble. That stuff's going to happen. Do I think it's going to happen at Draper Baptist? I'm not concerned. I think we're going to continue on. But there's other churches that have multiple staff. They're the ones that they're going to be gone after. Have like Brooklyn Tabernacle, even Wellsboro Bible have more than one person on staff. Those are going to be required to hire homosexuals, those who believe exactly opposite of what we believe. If this church ever has to look for another pastor, you might not be able to hire someone who preaches the word of God, preach the word of Satan. But that's where our country is heading. And what I want to do, where it's already 10:30, I was planning on being done about 20 after, but I talked too much. I was just going to have a time of prayer. But let's just have, yeah, Billy.
I'd like to share, just because of the timing, what's going on in the world. Like, put it back on a personal, when nations were reaching to be the prophets, we should be with Christ. And it's like, that's right. Why? Why are they persecuting? This is the Jews, the own people, who are sent to king. It's because they hate me, whom is God, the deity of creation. And then men make themselves right, and they think it's God's ways. Mm. That's the stance of the world today. And we think God's return is soon. Understand what's happening in life. It happened to Christ when he crucified him. That's the state where the country is at today. I don't play with sin. I give it to you, Lord. It's yours. And this is the state of men. And you help me realize what the state of men are. God helps me through it all because he's over it all. He's created it all, and he loves it all. I know what my stance is. And never will I take man's stance on right. God.
That's right. That's exactly right. But people are going to be forced to do it or face the stuff. I'm willing to go to jail. I hope you are. I'm willing to face whatever the consequences are. I don't necessarily want that, but I don't want to see churches suffer. But it's his bride. We're going to talk about that. That's what we're going to be talking about in these next couple of weeks. It's his bride. It's his church. Today we were supposed to talk about, do you love the bride of Christ? It is his bride. It's his church. It's his body. The gates of hell aren't going to prevail against it, but they're certainly trying, aren't they? That's where we are. Let's have a couple of you pray, if you would. We'll just cancel our last song, Ron, and just close with just a few moments of prayer. After a couple of you pray, then I'll close and we'll go over for the fellowship.